Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Has that been good? As there was a triple header in the MAC tonight, but the news comes from down the south. The SEC all but shut down. Alabama and LSU canceled due to LSU's constant exposure to the virus. It's the second game of the year that LSU has already had to shut down. Alabama and LSU are at a racetrack, all right? There's no more bye weeks right now for these football teams. They're going to try to figure out what to do a little bit later on, but we're arriving to the point of the year right now when these teams probably aren't going to make it through their season. We've got a lot of chaos in the college football world right now, specifically in that you can play when it comes to laying it down on the Masters. We're going to touch all of the bases. We're going to talk football this evening as well. Ian Cameron steps up and in. Babano, and we know Babano's drill. Babano's not much of a golf insider, but he poaches the picks that he thinks that can cash. So we'll see what Babano comes up with here this evening as well. I would pat myself on the back for being right, but whatever. I'd hurt my wrist, actually, because we're right all the time. We don't get credit for it, whatever. But we told you that Shane Bieber was going to win the Cy Young Award. We told you that. We didn't tell you Trevor Bauer was going to win. I didn't tell you Trevor Bauer was going to win. I did tell you Bieber was going to win. And I know that George Kurtz remembers, and I'm sure Cam remembers as well. We talked about it. That division was bad. We knew it was bad going in, and we knew that players are going to be able to rack up some pretty fat stats in that division, and that's exactly what happened. We got some action on the board here this evening, and late craziness in the MAC tonight, but would we expect it any other way? Say what you will about this conference, man, but it delivers. Western Michigan, 41, Toledo, 38, late craziness. Ball State beats Eastern Michigan 38-31. But Eastern Michigan cover the number. Central Michigan throttles Northern Illinois. Breaking it all down. The Raging Men had canceled. Babano, you know how we do it. This is still great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners, and I know the winners, so call me now!
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage, the Wicked Wednesday. I am Gable Morenci. Craziness in the MAC tonight. Real craziness. Western Michigan was left for dead. Left for dead, but I'm not. Risen from the ashes to take what you've got. A wise man said that. Me. And Western Michigan. Western Michigan. That's from Left for Dead Homicide. Available now. Go to bandcamp.com. Western Michigan. I was happy that we hit the over in the game. And remember, on Game Time Decisions, I took the over in game over 70.5. And I was just happy to get the late Western Michigan sort of back door. I didn't think they were going to come back. And lo and behold, Western Michigan comes back. It's a MAC attack. And lo and behold, we actually crushed the MAC. Wow. That's a crazy ass conference, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, basically, I don't know, like, you go through, like, basically, you bet on the MAC, you know, you're going to end up going to see, you're going to end up on a shrinks couch. Because you, and Cam, you know this, buddy, you bet on a MAC game, you feel high, you feel low. Then you start wondering what you're doing with your life. Why am I betting, you know, on MAC games? And it's a real roller coaster, the MAC. But it does, you know, you never know. A game could be 3-3 at the end of the first quarter and end up with 80 points. A team could be down by 21. You called it earlier. You just don't know what's going to happen in the MAC. But I tell you what, I guess we do because we crushed the MAC tonight. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? I got to be honest with you, buddy. Like, I put down Western Michigan as a loss. Like, these guys were, I can't believe they won. This is unbelievable stuff. Like, I'm just looking at my account going, you know, it's like what you say, you know, and you wake up and you look at your account going, hey, man, there's a little bit more there. Like, you know, sometimes it's less. It's like, I can't believe, like, honestly, I can't believe the Western Michigan Broncos came back and won that game. Buddy, you nailed it. Look at these totals tonight, too. 79 points, 69 points. The only game, Central Michigan, you know, the chips were there. Like, holy geez, man. Even them, they got points in that game. It goes to 50, and the total's 58. Unbelievable stuff. But I'll tell you something, I'll take it.
We went tonight 5-1 in the MAC, which is damn good for that conference. So we went 5-1. Last night we went 4-2, so a pretty impressive 9-3 in the MAC in the last two nights. And I don't listen. I'm not patting myself on the back or anything. It's a crazy ass conference. You hope for the best. You know, you simply hang on and you hope for the best. And that's exactly what we're doing. All right, Cam. So we're gonna get right down to business here. Sounds like I don't know. Sounds like you had a couple of beer night tonight. Not spirits.
Right.
Not spirits.
You're right,
not wine. Sounds like you had a couple of nice ice cold beers, Cam.
Excellent. You know me exactly. Like, you know what? Great pick. Like, you hit the MAC tonight, so where do you go now? Another win. I've had a couple beers tonight. I hit the steam whistle. I hit the old Milwaukee. We're ready to rock right now, and I'll tell you something, buddy.
Old
I
Milwaukee.
I want to get into the wine. Yeah, Lisa bought old Milwaukee on sale.
It was on sale.
Yeah, real cheap. 6 tall boys for like 11. Here's the deal. I don't like old Milwaukee, but the thing is, when it's cheap, I'll drink it. This Masters tournament, I'm telling you, man, I got, like, my head is spinning right now. I'm thinking about all the things that we're going to do in this tournament. I don't know where to go, where to begin, but the way we're going to start this thing off, Gabe, is we'll pick winners of the tournament, but you know what? I'm going to tell you the craziest story. Me, you, and my girlfriend, I go first round leader. First thing Lisa says to me is, Finau, we have to bet him, 29-1. It's done.
Tony Finau. Yeah, it keeps coming up, but I tell you what. The other guy I feel like we got to get a piece of in this, and I'm sticking to the guns with Finau, you're right. I'm thinking, especially after tonight, with nice hit in the MAC tonight. Man, I'm like, same with you, dude. There was no way in hell I thought they were winning that game. Like I said, I was happy to get the back. I was just worried about the total, because it's not like they look good, guys. Like, Toledo looked good, and Western Michigan did not. Like, even their last drive at the end in the last minute, it was, like, torturous. Wow, I don't know how the hell Toledo blew that game. Tonight. But yeah, so I'm thinking, all right, so it's 29-1. So $10 is 290. You know, I like to put more, but thing is, it's we're throwing darts here, first round leader. So $10 is 290. $20 is like $480, but I'm thinking about Jason Day as well as a first round leader pick.
Ooh, I like that, Gabe. And another thing, a couple things have come to my brain tonight. Jason Kokrak at 50, another guy that gets out of the gate hot. And Lisa brought up an interesting point. We were talking. She goes, what about your friend Brent Snedeker? I'm like, I didn't even think about this guy the whole time. But you know what Brent Snedeker does? I never even realized that. When we were working back at our days, working at the score, a 59 before all the, like this guy, he will not win the Masters, but he's always come out of the Masters hot. 150-1, I'm putting $10 on him. That's $1,000 and change. I got to do it.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, kicking it with us. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. All right, so let's just start throwing it off here. All right, how many people are you playing to win? Are you playing six? You're playing three? You're playing five? How many guys are you playing to win?
I'm actually only going to play, like, right now. My girlfriend put in some bets on my account, too, because she wants to be a part of this thing. So I think we got about 10 guys total.
Sounds like your girlfriend should be the guest. She's the one with all the picks.
I got to be honest with you. It was crazy, man. Like, we were sitting there watching the Golf Channel in the interviews, and she mentioned, like, we were talking, like, cracking a joke. Phil Mickelson shows up on the screen. She's like, Ben Hogan? They start talking about Ben Hogan. I'm like, oh, boy, settle down. But the thing is, Marenzi, you know who she likes? A golfer that you've liked a lot of the time, too. I go, who do you like? She goes, Xander Schauffele. I'm like, oh, Jesus. He's not in my six packs, you know, 15-1, da-da-da. So I got for everybody out there, I'll give you my picks, but my girlfriend's picks. The thing about her is, I remember we went drunk, blind, in Vegas at the El Cortez. We played a tournament. She didn't know anything about golf. She picked Ryan Moore, Charlie Hoffman, and Kevin Na. This is how the tournament ended. Second, third, fifth. She knows what she's doing, man. She gets weird vibes. So I'll tell you this, though, Gabe. I got about 10 guys total right now. 10 guys.
Bring it on. I was going to ask, who does your girlfriend like in that Colt Titan game tomorrow?
I think she likes the Titans, but...
the Titans.
We don't want to talk about that one. But, yeah, so you want winners right now, buddy? We'll get right out of the,
yes, right outright out of the box. Winners, yeah, right out of the box. Yeah.
Here's the thing. She likes Shifley, but I'm going to start with Koepka 18-1. Here's the deal. Patrick Cantlay, this guy, no crowds. That's good for him at 25-1. Tony Finau, I wish this guy would win. I'm betting him at 32-1. Bubba Watson, 33. I got two underdogs for you, Marenzi. Matthew Fitzpatrick at 65. And I'm going to tell you something. I texted my buddy Griff. I go, who's the best long shot? We both texted each other at the same time. Jason Kokrak. 85-1.
Kokrak. Yeah, I like Kokrak as well. We were talking, we talked earlier, Cam, and you wanted me to remind you about some of these matchups. And in fact, especially after this big Mac night, I think it's time to put him in right now. I'm putting him in right now. Cameron Champ versus Jason Kokrak. Head-to-head matchup. Kokrak. Tournament matchup. Gonna snort a Kokrak. Big fat line of Kokrak.
Love it.
There it is. Kokrak, yeah. -110.
Love it. And what else did you tell me? Finau over Hideki.
No.
I like that.
Yeah, Matthew Fitzpatrick over Cameron Smith. Picking on all the
love
cams.
It. I got another one for you too after the break, buddy. We're gonna rock this tournament hard.
Take that egg management class. Continue. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table. with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
$100, $200,
$1,000. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. The Late Night Anger Management Class. I am Gabe Morenci. The Rage of Reddit, Cam Stewart, kicking it with us. Old Milwaukee style tonight. But Babano steps up and in. To kick it with us. Ian Cameron, what's going on, Babano? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, guys. It's the eve of the Masters. We need to get everybody in the mood.
Yeah, do you have your green jacket on?
Yeah, we go.
What we didn't hear anything, Babano. Like, what are you doing? What get us in the mood? Was there supposed to be a master sound effect or something?
The theme song, yeah.
I didn't hear anything. Did you, Cam?
No, I thought it was a doorbell with either like an Uber Eats guy or a
holy crap, Babano. Like every damn time, buddy, huh? You gotta kill us, man.
This guy's the best.
How you doing, Babano? I didn't even play around, Cam. I was very simple and straight. How you doing, Babano? There was no games, no nothing. Got to get everybody in the mood, and I was waiting, Babano, and dear God, bro. Oh, man. Like, wow. Like, if this is America's Got Talent, Cam, or, like, the Gong Show, like, judges are thumbed down to Babano already. Like, he gets the hook off the stage, basically. Like, what an intro.
What I love about Babano, though,
Gabe? Don't go to that show.
Sometimes, Gabe, it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, like even people in the chat are like, boo. They're like, what the hell is that? Leave it to Babano to screw it up. Gerald Martinez, you got to start rehearsing these things, Babano. Right. I like, Haynes has the best line, vintage Babano.
Yeah, it is vintage.
All right, like you got to turn that up. We can barely hear it. And I don't even think we're allowed playing that. All right. So. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, you don't
right, we don't have the right
suing
to
you.
You got to crank it. Like, holy crap! Like, people are going to be like, people are crashing off the road right now and stuff. You know, like dead air is the worst. You left us hanging, Babano. I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
Oh yeah, Jim Nance tomorrow.
No. Don't do a Jim Nance.
We'll be ready
now.
To hear.
No. Let's just get back to Cam's picks. All right, hold on, Babano. You've already like eaten up 2-3 minutes of quality pick time here, buddy. All I said is, how are you doing tonight, Babano? That was it.
I'm ready for the Masters. Let's talk Masters.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So let me get the Cam's picks here. All right, Cam. So we were talking about, now I'm all, every week you rattle me, buddy. And I guess now this is a good time to announce Babano is going to be my special guest for a special edition of College Football In-Game Live this Saturday. 4 hours, Cam.
Yeah.
4 hours.
Wow. Yeah, I know. How about that?
Step up.
Yeah, I got a text message this morning from Greg Sussman saying he needs me to fill in for Jared Smith. So, and I'm home Saturday. So if I said I couldn't do it, I'd be lying.
Nobody asked for your life story, Babano.
You'd be desperate to ask me. So I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. Nobody asked. Like, yeah, I got a text. What were you eating, Babano, when you got the text this morning?
I wasn't eating anything. I think it was like 10 a.m. I had eaten cereal earlier, but at that time I wasn't eating.
All right, can we get?
I'll say this, Gabe. Before we get
Cam?
To the picks,
yeah,
I know you haven't
save
been here
me, buddy.
In a while, but I ordered some Chinese from King Asian, and let me tell you, the chicken balls were the biggest chicken balls I've ever had in my life. Everything was perfect. I'm going to tell you, you can't beat the Chinese food in my area. It's unbelievable, actually.
Especially when they don't screw it up, Cam.
Damn good.
I got Babano, and I got Cam off topic talking about chicken balls.
No, but Babano put me
I'm
there.
I'm losing control here, man. I'm like Chris Wallace at the debate. I'm losing control here. All right. Candidates, everybody. Back to your corners, everyone, all right? I'm trying to talk Masters golf. Babano throws me off. Cam randomly brings up. So we ordered.
Cam and I are like the dogs on the leash, and Gabe is trying to rein us in.
Yeah, settle down, Babano. Hold on. All right? So you ordered Chinese food, Cam, before what? Right before you came on tonight or after game time decisions?
You got it, Gabe. But I'll tell you something, man. It was the best batch I've ever had. I don't know what's going on with COVID, but this restaurant just keeps on delivering. I know you got the buttered chicken from Bombay Palace, the Indian place. I'm going to tell you, I've had Chinese like in Chinatown with my buddy Vince, who's Chinese. This place, I don't know what's going on. It's in a little dirtbag strip mall loser plaza, but man, God, it's good.
That's how you can always judge an Asian restaurant, right? If Asian people eat there.
Good point. Excellent point. Vince used to tell me that.
Saying. There's an Asian place connected to my condo, and it's full of Asian people. So first thing I thought, I was like, well, good. Must be good and authentic if it's full of Asian people, because they wouldn't eat there otherwise.
Excellent point.
All right.
Top tens, Gabe. Where do you want to go?
All right, so let's go from chicken balls to golf balls. Damn, I'm good. Right. Don't say anything and screw it up. Just stay quiet for a
minute. That is good, Gabe. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes. Let's go from chicken balls to golf balls.
Faster the segue.
Yes. Thank you, Babano. And now, I got to be honest, I'm going crazy, Cam. I'm dying. There was three of these matchups that I liked. I only remember two of them, buddy. All right, so let's go through them quickly. Cameron Champ versus Jason Kokrak. We love Kokrak. DeChambeau versus Dustin Johnson, pick 'em, pass. It was too tough. Matthew Fitzpatrick versus Cameron Smith was was one of them. All right, it wasn't Fleetwood versus Wolf. It wasn't Fowler versus Casey. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ty Hatton versus Morikawa, right?
No, Gabe. See, no. I'm unlike Tony Babano. Finau. I'm gonna bring it right Finau now. Unlike Babano, Hideki. We like Finau over Hideki, and we like Reed over Hatton, and we like Kokrak over Champ. Correct?
You know what? And I'm going to take Justin Rowe. No, my third one, I only had two. I was picking on both the Cams, and the other one was Tony Finau, but I didn't really fully get talked into it. But Justin Rowe's over Jordan Spieth. Justin Rowe's will make the cut. Spieth might not make the cut. So I think Rowe's minus 125.
Yeah. Yeah, I got no problem with that. Here's another one, too. I got Scheffler over Spieth, if you can find it at $130. I don't want to pick on Jordan Spieth. He's a nice guy. You know, Texas Longhorn. But here's the thing. This guy's got no game right now. If he finds a way to win at Augusta, God, you know what, Morenci? I'll bow down and go, this is the biggest Masters win ever. He can't hit a fairway. That's the thing about this guy. And I'll tell you something about Tony Finau. We've talked about it, and you brought it up on the show. Don't worry about it. Tony Finau is a guy, he hasn't won before, but he is so close. And I'm telling you, at that price right now, like 32, 33 to 1, I think he's going to be there. I would love to see Tony Finau win the Masters. Then we'll have a real party.
Babano, what's your pick for the Masters, buddy? What are the Babano insiders? What are the Babano insiders say? What are you on in the Masters, Babano? You better have some picks now after all the your spectacular Masters intro here. What do you got?
Well, as you know, everybody talks about this being a big name, big time, big performance tournament, and a lot of people are going to like Bryson and Dustin and John Rahm and Thomas and Shoffley. I'm going deeper down the board. I mean, for me, if I'm going to bet golf outright, I like some value and some better plus prices. I'm looking more along the lines of Ty Hatton, who I'm seeing play pretty decent golf lately at 28-1. Bubba Watson at 20. I don't like Bubba Watson, but I know he's won here twice, and I know he's actually been in a little bit better form lately, so I don't mind taking a shot with him at 28-1 going into this tournament. I'm looking down the board at Cameron Smith And I'm not just picking him because he's got the same first name that shares my last name either. He's playing good golf. He's actually a top 10 finisher a couple of years ago here at Augusta in the Masters. And Cameron Smith's about, what, 7,000 plus 7,000, 70 to 1 right now. I thought that was a good shot and a good look there. Those are some of the guys I'm looking at. I mean, I understand the people, the interest in Bryson and the big names, but I'm looking down the board, and Ty Hatton, Bubba Watson, Cameron Smith are some of the ones I'm looking at. Finau, Cam mentioned him. I think he's definitely worth a look, and even not just to win outright. Tony Finau is great in the Thursday, Fridays. We know that. He's had a lot of good first two-round performances. First-round leader prop on Tony Finau makes a lot of sense to me as well here in this Masters tournament. Same with Scheffler. Cam mentioned him. I don't know if he wins. I don't think he will. But can he lead after the first round? Absolutely. So Scheffler and Finau, I actually bet them first round leader. So those are some of the ones I bet.
Thanks, Roberto. He just repeated all of Cam's picks from
picks. Oh, holy geez. We got Finau, Scheffler, Kokrak. No, I like Babano a lot. He's a good guy, and you know you're going to have a great show on Saturday afternoon. I want to tune
in. Cameron Smith. Did you take Cameron Smith?
I will say this, Babano, I don't like the Cameron Smith pick.
We're going to stick to college football.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Good point. No, Cam Smith, he's in my garbage can. Even though he's done well before, I don't believe in that kid. No dice.
we have a tough crowd tonight. We have a tough crowd. Grinch. So basically, Babano likes Ty Hatton. Robin Dupuy. Complete horrible picks by Babano. Danger. And it goes on. Man, we got a tough crowd tonight. All right, more Cam's picks on the other side. Bring it. Take that Hangerman back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Go on, you stupid horse. I got my last 10 bucks on you. No, don't look at me! Run! No, don't come over here! Oh, boy.
Sports Rage Late Night. Sports Rage Late Night. Never mind the fact, if you remember on last Friday's show, we told you Authentic was the horse. Authentic.
Damn right.
Never finished worse than second in his career. Before now wins the Breeders' Cup. All right, we got the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. We've got Ian Cameron kicking it with us. We're talking the Masters right now with the golf insider Ian Cameron, and Cam's throwing some darts. I got someone in the chat saying if I want to bet them, like USA versus the world. I'm like, why would I bet you? That's why they're sports books.
Yeah. Well, he likes
I've never
the world?
Been paid once for any bet I've ever made online on any of these shows or people, but it's cost me money. I paid whale capper,
exactly.
But I've never been paid by anyone else. You know the drill, Cam. Like,
I
as
do.
Hosts, we always get challenged. Oh, I'll bet you. Dude, you see my DMs. Oh, I see you like this. I'll bet you $100. It's like, bro, you're an egg avatar on Twitter. Like, yeah, I'm going to bet you. And of course, me, like, I'm known, you know, like you're an egg. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell people, I didn't want to bet. I tell them, yeah, I give them the link for FanDuel. Bet at FanDuel, buddy. Don't try
yeah,
to
90%
try
of the trolls that don't have a display pick or a profile pick doesn't shock me one bit.
Yeah, don't try to shake me down for money. All right, so speaking of which, though, USA is going to win this tournament.
Yeah,
USA
right.
is going to win this tournament. And the number is minus 240. We talked about it. Hole in one, yes, minus 190. If you want to get crazy, you can pick actually which player is going to get a hole in one. But I think there will be a hole in one. We talked about the USA winning at minus 240. It's a big number. The tournament matchups are good. All right, so I guess I'll put that stupid to make the cut. Here it is. I didn't touch it. So we talked about it earlier. This is, so what do you guys think? We'll play along here. Feel free, everyone, to tail this right now. And we can all have fun together here and cash a winner on Friday night. Dustin Johnson to make the cut. You got your page open, Cam? You ready to go? Babano?
I'm ready to rock.
Dustin Johnson to make the cut. Yes, he's making the cut.
Definitely.
Bryson DeChambeau is making the cut.
Yes.
My main man, Johnny Rahm, is making the cut. Correct. Justin Thomas, JT's making the cut. Xander Shifley's making the cut. Brooks Koepka's making the cut. Rory McIlroy is making the cut. Tony Finau's making the cut. Bubba Watson. Is Bubba making the cut, top 50?
He better. I like him to win, or I think he's got a chance.
I'm with Babano. He's either all or nothing. The guy's going to be there with a chance to win, or he's going to gag. That's the thing. It's a dangerous pick. Dangerous.
He's out.
Yeah.
Patrick Reed stays. Patrick Reed stays.
Yeah. Patrick Reed stays big time. Yep.
Webb Simpson stays.
I'm going to tell you something, Gabe. Stays. I've been watching Golf Channel since we finished our show. Webb Simpson's got this beard. And I turn over to Lisa. I go, he looks different. Like, you know, he's like kind of usually looks like a deer in the headlights type of scared guy.
He's come to
this
play
beard.
This
like
weekend,
he looks steel. Oh, he looks steely eyed and angry, man. Webb Simpson's a dangerous guy this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, I'm taking him. I'm taking him to be first round leader. I'm going to take him to win. I got John Rahm, like Xander Shifley, and Webb Simpson. That's my three pack.
Sold by the
I'm
mage.
A wuss. Zima. No, the Cam's got the six pack of beer. I got a three pack of Zima.
Yeah. It's barely stronger than Old Milwaukee. It's actually.
They don't make it anymore. It's gone the way of Tab.
Yeah, I like Zima.
Yeah, I didn't even know they make Tab anymore. You know Tab soda? I saw the other day. They're like, oh, yeah.
They don't make it. We're
stopping to make Tab. I'm like, you still made it? You know, they don't make Tab. Tab is terrible.
I told you, Gabe. I used to work at a keg restaurant. I broke into the bottom. Like, they used to have, like, all their stuff, like, you know, contests and stuff. I went in there. We found 100 cases of Crystal Pepsi. They couldn't sell the stuff. Remember Crystal Pepsi and Pepsi Blue? Oh, man.
Loved that as a kid.
Craziness.
Wow.
Crazy.
Crystal Pepsi. Sounds like Crystal Meth.
Crystal Pepsi.
Talk about a bad idea. Did you guys see? I want to bring this up, actually. This was like from last week, but it actually happened in Vancouver, in the Vancouver area. A guy won $200,000 from Canada Dry. Canada Dry, the ginger ale. Because
he sued.
He said that basically he drank it and fed it to his family as if it was like a healing drink with made from real ginger.
Yeah, ginger.
Like he basically thought it was like real ginger and like a healing drink, and that it wasn't just a soda, and he actually got $200,000. Like, so can I sue McDonald's because I thought their milkshakes were protein shakes? I can't believe they actually paid this guy. Like really?
Yeah. Can I sue Kentucky Fried Chicken because I got a thing growing out of my belly button? You know, from all the chicken I ate, like
you probably
give me
could
a break. Anyway.
Actually, yes.
I think I could too. I think
that
I got a great kick.
I'm gonna backtrack, Cam. Yeah.
If you walked into like Salino and Barnes and you basically said, "Listen, tell them your lifestyle, what you've done," and I guarantee we can find a company to sue.
You're damn right we can. I think not great idea, Morenci. When we hit rock bottom, I'm going to go in there because I don't know what kind of normal person eats
just
that
say,
much
listen,
chicken.
I've been eating KFC.
I got something
like
growing
that
out of my stomach. It could be a chicken.
So my 10-team parlay, my 10-golfer parlay, Dustin Johnson to make the cut, DeChambeau to make the cut, John Rahm to make the cut, Justin Thomas to make the cut, Xander Shifley to make the cut. Brooks Koepka, yes. Rory, yes. Finau, yes. Reed, yes. Simpson, yes. I like them all. I'm not worried about any one of them. It only pays plus 240, yeah, but we're going in right now on
do
it.
Do it.
Click. We're doing it. And
love
there's no
it
turning back. It's in.
In perfect the spirit it's of Spenny Mac, let's cash.
Yeah. Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Xander Shiffley, Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, Tony Finau, Patrick Reed, Webb Simpson. Ten guys to make the cut. It's plus 240, but Cam, I took out the risky guys. Bubba, he's all or nothing. It wouldn't shock me if Bubba is like in seventh place after tomorrow, or he's in 63rd.
Yep.
And who's the other one?
I agree with Rick. Hideki's absolutely. I totally agree.
Hideki's burnt me before, too. Hideki cost me one of these parlays before, like $1,400 or something. I remember. I can't forgive him for it. And Morikawa did, too. I'm anti-Morikawa. I'm getting cold feet, though, on my Freddie Couples to miss the cut, Cam. I don't want to lay to 176.
Don't worry, Freddie, bud. Here's the thing. Gabe, I'm going to tell you something. Nobody watches more senior golf than me. Nobody. And I'll tell you this. Freddie Couples, if he makes the cut, that means he's like, I don't know, he's on a heater or has some kind of woman in Augusta that's making him feel good and groovy. Because this guy's got no game right now. He's got no game. And I'll tell you this. Mike Weir's got more now. He's finished top five in the last two out of three tournaments. Freddie Couples will not make the cut. If he does, I will be absolutely flabbergasted, shocked, and slack-jawed.
All right, so let's get in. Really, all right. So, okay, maybe I won't waver. It's minus 176. We talked about our matchup bets. Let me get these in, too, just so my page all right, what are we going to go on these? All right, we're going to man up if we're going to do it. It is the Masters, so $50 a matchup
here. Yep.
$50
nice
on Kokrak.
I like it.
$50 on Kokrak over Champ. $50 on Fitzpatrick over Cam Smith, and $50 on Justin Rose to beat Spieth. 150, 50. All right, boom. They're all in. So I got to make the cut parlay in. I've got I got the matchup picks in. Now let's get into to miss the cut. Let's get bold. Who's gonna? How about is Spieth gonna miss the cut? Is Spieth actually gonna miss the cut?
Wow. I think he will.
Miss the cut. Wow. It wouldn't shock me with how he's been going, though. I know he's got the history here, but his current form, PU.
Thing is, with Spieth and Cam knows, Spieth has missed the cut in his last five tournaments. Like, bad tournaments, even. like he's not, like, he can't. Is he magically going to feel better because he walks on the grounds here? The problem is, are we getting enough value? So, for Freddie Couples, minus 176, not to make the cut. What about our boys, Jazz, John, Awana, not?
He's not going to make the cut.
He's minus,
no, I like
I
JJ,
he's
too.
He's minus 176.
He's a nice kid, but no.
He's not making it.
Nah. No, he's not. Go back.
Jazz, John, Awana, not. Jazz, John, Awana, not.
Yeah. Jazz, John, Awana, not is a great player. Good player from Thailand. No, there's too many good players in this tournament. You got to tell him no. He's not going to make it. You parlay with him with Fred Couples not
Victor
to make
Perez.
It.
I think Victor Perez
Victor
is making
Perez.
The cut. Victor Perez not
I
making
it. I don't
the
know,
cut.
Victor. I don't think he will make the cut. No, I don't like that.
I don't know who the hell he is.
I don't like that.
Sounds like a boxer. I don't know. Who the hell is Victor Perez?
Yeah, you like Victor Perez? Yeah, he's pretty
I've never
good.
Heard of
no
him.
Thing, he's, yeah, he's all right. He's just the
How'd he make
the
it
problem
to the
is here's
he must be all right.
Yeah, well, no, but you have to understand something. A lot of these other guys, you make it through things you've done in the past, and you know what I'm saying, Morenci? Like, Mike Weir, sure, you know, he's there and stuff like that, and Fred Couples and Bernard
Miner. Yeah, well,
hey, it's great. Yeah.
What about JT Poston?
I don't know,
Poston.
Victor Perez.
What about JT Poston?
Oh, JT Poston. Yeah, he's
wait
a good player.
A minute, Mr. Poston, yeah.
Babano loves that guy. That's his guy. I don't think he will, but Babano likes him.
Remember
what about
my,
one of yours,
pick?
Cam, that's driven you nuts in the past? Nah.
No.
Nah, Kevin, nah. Nope.
I don't Weisberger. Want any part of that guy.
Weisberger's making the
I like
cut.
Weisberger.
Minus 132.
You Weisberger like your burgers burnt.
Yeah, that's
I
one of my
no
picks.
I got no problem with that.
All right, what about top 20?
I'm going to quit.
Tiger Woods,
I'm gonna give
top
you
20, yes or no?
No. I'm going to give you my girlfriend's picks to win this tournament, though, and you guys, I'm telling you, put $5 or $10 on all these guys because she's feeling it tonight. Shoffley, Simpson, McIlroy, Tiger, Reed, Day, done. That's her picks, not mine.
So who does she have? She got two of mine. Shoffley.
She's got wicked
Simpson.
Picks. No, trust me. I like. She's scaring me. How good? Like Shoffley, Simpson, Reed, McElroy, Tiger, Day. Exactly. I know. I told him the story. Every guy you picked was top five. I know. True story.
Rory McIlroy is more overvalued than Alabama right now.
No. You got to understand something, actually, Babano. Rory McIlroy, I don't like him, but I can understand this thing. This guy's going for a career major. Nobody's talking about him. I'm not betting him, but I got no problem with him at 13 to 1. He's usually like 7, 8, whatever. 13's all right. It's a fair price. It's fair. But I don't like him.
All right, sister, we're going to go to a break. We got a couple of more minutes before we let Cam go. Think, Cam, when we come back, we only have about 2 minutes or so. So it'll be the final picks on the way out.
Okay.
Because the next time we talk, a round of golf is already going to be played tomorrow when we step up and in. But we've got NFL football right Tomorrow as well. We're going to hit level two. We'll hit some football with Babano. We'll recap all of our golf props as well. Hopefully you tailed our plus 240 masterpiece for 10 golfer play here. Where is Spenny Mac anyways? I'm going to look at our chat. Spenny Mac around? Let's put it together. Late Night Anger Management Class.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. We're going to throw down a bunch of top 10s and top 20s for you before we're done here this evening. But I'll tell you what, Dustin Johnson, a player that we haven't talked a lot about, 4 straight top 10s for Dustin Johnson here at Augusta. He's real good here. Xander Shiffley, very impressive. Shiffley's played in 13. He's only played in 13 majors in his very young career. 7 top 10s already. All right, and he's been very good. Very good at Augusta as well. So, Cam, it's not your final picks because I know when you're done this, you're going to kick back and sit in front of a computer and put the final picks in. So, what are your final words of wisdom for everybody right now?
My final words are you got to take Brooks Koepka at 18 to 1 because I think he's undervalued in this tournament. T5 last week. I'd love to see Tony Finau win. Here are a couple guys that I like. Cantlay, 25. Finau, 32. Watson, 33. Fitzpatrick, 65. And Kokrak, 85. Sprinkles. Also bet this tournament live. Let's go to the top 10s. You got to take locks. DJ, plus 105. Finau, plus 220. Justin Thomas, plus 125. Cantlay, plus 210. We got a couple bombs for you. Louis Oosthuizen at plus 430. But I love Jason Kokrak as a big, big sleeper at plus 550. Top 20s, Gabe, we talked about it. Koepka at minus 155, that's stupid. That's a great price. Cantlay, 135. Finau, minus 125. Kokrak, plus 210. Fitzpatrick, plus 185. And Hideki, even money. If you want more value at top 5, DJ, 2-1. Rory, plus 250. Finau, plus 550? That's crazy. Shoffley, plus 300. Let's rock.
And don't forget about
bets.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gabe. I apologize. Kokrak over Champ. Finau over Hideki. Reed over Hatton. Scheffler over Spieth.
And first round leader bets.
Oh, yeah. First round leader. Finau, 29-1. Kokrak, 50-1. If you guys want to feel it, Brent Snedeker, 150-1.
I'm going to go Finau, first round leader. Webb Simpson, first round leader. Jason Day, first round leader. I think Jason Day has a big tournament.
Nice.
All right. Get some rest, Cam. We'll catch you. Game time decision, 6 o'clock Eastern. In camera, level.
Got it.
Up.
See you, Cam.
This is Sports.
Later, buddy.
Bring it.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.